There we go. Who am I talking to?
Katrina Leben.
And your bike brand, it looks like, is?
Benevolent Bicycles, although I wouldn't really say I'm a brand, as more of like a concept.
Okay, what do you mean?
This is my one and only frame that I've built. And I don't really plan on taking this anywhere beyond for the near future anyways.
That's very wise.
Yeah, so...
Okay, yeah. So that's an interesting story. Oh, look who's here. I was going to ask you some questions about yesterday, but I'm in the middle of something right now. Okay, that's an interesting perspective that you've made what looks to be a very professional level of construction in titanium for the SRAM. What's it called again?
SRAM by Philly Bike Expo Diversity and Inclusivity Scholarship.
There we go. Okay, so you're not planning on doing too much with all this, but you have to be working. I mean, this is all your work that we're looking at?
It is. I mean, I didn't, of course, machine the
sure.
SRAM components.
But you fabricated the frame.
I did, yes. Yeah.
Okay. Now, so if this is the first bike you've made and you're working at this level...
I've had lots of support.
So what? Tell me about that.
Yeah, I feel like in fabrication, welding, machining.
Whose crew are you around? What tribe are you part of?
Oh, Janus Cycle Group, based in Boulder. I started frame building with them part-time in February this year, and then I worked with them through May. I was gone for 3 months, and then when I received the scholarship, they've been so hugely supportive and letting me come into their workspace and build up this bike for the show.
So in a way, did they just hold your hand through the whole process and teach you to, like, give you the time to learn to weld and, you know, tooling or whatnot? What's up with that? Because, like, what's confusing here is, like, you're jumping in at what looks to be a fairly professional level of work. And I'm looking to understand that.
I mean, I feel like with any sort of fabrication, it takes time, and I've been welding and machining since 2018. I went to trade school for 2 years. I studied engineering in my undergraduate, left after, and then wanted to make something with my hands. And that's kind of what led me to trade school for a bit. So yes, I have only been frame building for a short amount of time, but the skills you need to build something take time to, you know, cultivate, to practice. And then in the sense that, like, I've received help, like, I don't think anyone who's been in frame building hasn't benefited from mentors or teachers, whether it's, like, how to properly run a mill, how to properly run a lathe, what are the settings you need for welding, because, like, any tools we're using to build a machine, such as the bicycle, it's been passed down from, like, generations of creators and inventors. And I really do think that, like, I don't know, I think frame building, my, like, dabbling in it so far, like, I think, like, it's about connection and community rather than, like, the single builder, if that makes sense. 'Cause, like, we're not here in silo. Like, we rely on the people who we work with, who we interact with to, like, get where we are. And when I say I get help from a Janus Cycle Group, I don't think hand-holding is the right way to put it. I think, like... Could I have figured this out on my own? Probably, yes. It would have taken me significantly longer. I would have made significantly more mistakes. With such a high-stakes show, high stakes in quotes, because it was just a lot of pressure to build something for someone, like, for a lot of people to be looking at. It was so hugely helpful to be able to ask my mentors, like, hey, how have you done this before? Because I really only have these two pieces of tubing, and I don't want to mess it up. So that's huge in this world, being able to work with people who elevate and use their power and experience to, like, inform the next generation of builders of, like, here are some mistakes I made. Here's how you might want to think about this. But ultimately, it's like, just, yeah, helpful for new builders to have that exposure. And I think that's kind of what this scholarship is about, of just like, hey, there are resources here that will make your life significantly easier. And I think just like building and fabrication, it doesn't happen by oneself, you know. And that's at least been my experience, and I hope it continues to be that experience.
Yeah, it's been interesting. There have been several years of this program where we've seen all different types of individuals doing their thing. You said you went to trade school, got out in like 2018 or so, and then there's now. What were you doing in between there that you were building these skills at?
Oh, well, I started in 2018 for trade school. I went through two-year programs at Laney College in Oakland.
Okay.
So I got my associate.
I'm from the SF Bay Area.
Okay, cool. So are you familiar with Laney College?
I am, and I know, what's her name that's the head welding instructor there? I'm drawing a blank on her name, but anyway.
Okay. Richard Hashimoto is now the head department. So
okay,
that's
maybe that's
my,
it.
Like, one of my mentors
okay.
has been in the welding world. But, you know, they're... Trade school is really just a lot about practice, you know, like getting yourself ready to build those skills that, like, you need time to cultivate. And then after that, I worked with Paragon Machine Works for a bit
okay.
while I was in school.
Okay, I don't think I saw you when I went in there, but then again, I tend to see only see Coco and them up in the office when I'm picking up parts.
Okay, gotcha. Where in the Bay Area are you based?
I live in Fairfax, and I work at SF State,
okay.
and so I use the shop there for a lot of stuff, and then I, you know, I ride out of Fairfax and
okay.
do my final
Wonderful
assembly there.
In that area.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
That's why I'm there.
yeah, that's where I started riding.
Okay.
It was in the San Francisco Bay Area. But
so
yeah.
you've been doing all that stuff. So what is your where are you going now? Like you said, you're not too interested in, you know. Making frame building a career, but like where are you trying to get to now? It looks like you're doing great work. So what are you trying to do? Where are you trying to get to? What's your path?
Oh, that's a wonderful question. I'm figuring it as I go, you know, but ultimately I think values are really important in informing that. So I'm currently in graduate school for mechanical engineering at CU Boulder, and I'll be graduating in May. But ultimately, like, something that I really want to carry forward with me is the spirit of the bicycle. So, like, starting an own, like, one's own frame building business is really hard. It's not very lucrative. There's a lot of investment needed. There's so many barriers to entry.
I'm not arguing that you should do that. I'm just trying to listen to what who you are as an individual and what you're trying to get done with your world.
I'm giving the reasons why, like, even if I wanted to, there's just so many barriers to entry into trying to build that. But I would like to carry, like, the spirit of the bicycle forward in the sense that, like, it's a benevolent machine. There's so many ways to interact with it, whether you're building it, you're being creative in that sense of, you know, practicing welding, practicing machining, whatever it is, being a mechanic. There's ways you can make it part of your livelihood as well, and there's ways you can just, like, get pure joy from it and through its use, just, like, going around and riding, whatever way, shape, or form you want that to take. So many ways, the way you use a bicycle is just, like, altruistic and good.
Right, but what are you going to do when you graduate from graduate? Okay.
Yeah, you're asking me for my story,
okay.
I've got to give you the context. So... I want to build things, whether it's outdoor gear, such as a bicycle, or whether it's like infrastructure or tools or machines that ultimately are enabling us to live a more sustainable and like positive life. We have a lot of work to do just in our society to make our world sustainable for future generations, which is not currently being reflected in how we live our lives. So just thinking about a bike, you know, it's a carbon emission-free way to get around. We're so, like, so in that sense, like, I just want to kind of change how we're thinking about how we're interacting with our world, how we're interacting with people. And I don't know what that looks like. I think it's a problem that has yet to be solved. But I know that as I cultivate these skills, it'll prepare me for whatever way, shape, or form that will take.
Cool. Let's talk about this bike that's in front of us.
Yeah.
I was looking at this yesterday, and I was wondering if that seat post had a custom length adjustment done to it, or is that just a very small seat post that's available stock? Has it been modified in any way?
Wait, this one?
Yeah, the Reverb. Has it been the stroke been shortened, or is that an OE part?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I didn't do it. I just put it in, and I haven't ridden this bike, so I don't know how it'll do. I don't even think I need it on this bike.
Is this going to be the bike you ride?
Oh, yeah. I don't actually think I need a dropper post on this, but it's cool.
I do.
I wanted it.
I think you need one.
Okay. So I haven't really ridden a gravel bike with a dropper post, so I'm going to try it out and see if I like it.
It's just faster, safer, and more fun, if that's what you're after.
Faster, safer, and more fun. Yeah, that sounds nice.
Yeah. Cool. What was the hardest challenge you had during the construction of design or construction of the bike?
I think getting started. Just like I hadn't used bike CAD before this, and knowing.
What's your native CAD package?
What do you mean by that? What do I use?
You hadn't used bike CAD, but you're getting a graduate degree in mechanical engineering. I would assume you have a CAD package.
Yeah.
Okay, so SolidWorks would probably be it.
Yeah.
Versus a Fusion or an Inventor type person.
Oh, no, I have not used those. Just SolidWorks for me. It's available. Their licensing is a bit easier for schools, I think, with SolidWorks. Yeah. But I could be wrong. Yeah, honestly, just thinking about all the aspects going into the final build.
Right.
Just like, I hadn't gone through the ideation phase or the design phase of a bike before, so that was pretty daunting at first. But like any complex problem, you just break it down into smaller parts, take it one at a time, and chipping at it away slowly was helpful. Because when I first learned about the scholarship, thinking about all the steps that go into it, I need to build a bike and I'm going to show it to a ton of people. Where do I even begin? Kind of breaking it down step by step was really helpful. But yeah, just getting over my own fears of am I going to be able to do it? Am I going to be able to weld enough to do, to have it be a structurally sound machine?
What would you have done different? What would you do differently knowing now? What you didn't know then?
Oh, believe in myself more. Yeah.
I think we all face that problem.
Oh, totally. Who doesn't? Yeah. So, yeah.
Cool. Well, I hope you enjoy riding the hell out of this bike.
Thank
it looks
you.
Like you'll have a lot of fun.
I do, too. I think I'm very excited to, put many miles on it.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.